Hello everyone, welcome to this week's charts, official charts rundown, singles, albums and the films as ever. And it's on the 29th of September 2023. So at 40, this is the singles chart, at 40, Luke Combs, Fast Car, 39, Heady One and K-Trap, Park Shinoise. At 38, Bo featuring Slay, Closer. At 37, Zach Bryan featuring KC Musgraves, I Remember Everything. At 36, Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. 35, Chasing Status, Headex, RD, Liquor and Cancer Sticks. At 34, Mitski, My Love, Mine, All Mine. 33, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? At 32, Miley Cyrus, Used to Be Young. A new entry at 31, Heady One, K-Trap, Clavish, Triple Threat. 30 is Billy Gillies featuring Anna Boylan, DNA, Loving You. New entry 29, Doja Cat, Agora Hills. New entry 28, Blink 182, One More Time. At 27, SDA, Snooze. 26, Troy Sivan, Rush. 25, Izzy Cross, Bittersweet Goodbye. 24, Dua Lipa, Dance the Night from the Barbie album. 23, Charlie XCX, Speed Drive from the Barbie album. 22, DOD, So Much in Love. New entry 21, Tom Odell, Black Friday. New entry at 20, Nines featuring Grimm. It looks like Grimm, but it's not. It's GRM, Daily, and Daily Puppy. 19, Drake featuring SDA, Slam You Out. 18, Dave and Central C, Sprinter. 17, Burna Boy, City Boys. At 16, Tyler and Water. At 15, Gunna, Fuck You Mean. 14, Sonny Fodera, MK Douglas, Asking. At 30, Peggy Goo, It Goes Like Na Na Na. At 12, Olivia Rodrigo, Getting Back. 11, Calvin Harris and Sam Smith, Desire. At 10, Chasing Status, Boo, Flo Dan, Badder Dan. At 9, Olivia Rodrigo, Bad Idea, Right. At 8, Becky Hill, Chasing Status, Disconnect. At 7, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. At 6, Fred Again and Adore You. At 5, Tate McCree and Greedy. 4, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire. At 3, Casso, Ray, D-Bot Europe, Prada. At 2, Kenya Grace, Strangers. And staying at number 1 is Doja Cat with Paint the Town Red. So let's talk and run down the top 40 albums. So we have a new number one in the charts, in the albums chart this week. Let's run it down. At 40, Whitney Houston, the great and late Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, the very best of. 39, Equals by Ed Sheeran. 38, Harry Styles, Fine Line. 37, Little Mix, Between Us. 36, Eminem, Curtain Call 2. 35, Weekend, Starboy. 34, Taylor Swift and Evermore. 33, Ed Sheeran, Divide. 32, Joe Corry, Another Friday Night. At 31, Luis Capaldi, Divine and Inspired to a Hellish Extent. At new entry at 30, Teenage Fan Club, Nothing Lasts Forever. Absolutely correct. 29, Taylor Swift, Speak Now. 28, Queen, Greatest Hits. 27, Lana Del Rey, Born to Die. 26, Oasis, Time Flies. 25, Burna Boy, I Told Them. 24, Michael Jackson, The Essential. 23, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. 22, SDA, SOS. At 21, Harry Styles, Harry's House. At 20, Gold, The Greatest Hits by ABBA. At 19, Taylor Swift, Reputation. At 18, Travis Scott, Utopia. 17, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. At 16, Arctic Monkeys and AM. A new entry at 15, Bakar and Hello. 14, going all the way down to number 14. It used to be number 1 last week, number 14 this week. Busted, Greatest Hits 2.0. At 13, Eminem, Curtain Call, The Hits. At 12, Taylor Swift, Lover. At 11, Taylor Swift, Folklore. And Taylor Swift is there again at number 10 with 1989, three albums. All the way there. Number 9, Elton John, Diamonds. A Taylor Swift album again, number 8, Midnights. At 7, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. At 6, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. A new entry at 5, Doja Cat, Scarlet. A new entry at 4, Heady One and K-Trap, Strength to Strength. 3 is Weekend, The Highlights. At 2, Olivia Rodrigo, Guts. And straight into the number 1 spot. I think you might just guess this one. It is Kylie Minogue and her album Tension. So there you go, there is some interesting new entries in the chart this week. And of course, Taylor Swift having so many albums in the chart is just unbelievable. I have never, you know, when I used to buy my songs and used to do the rundowns of the albums and the singles charts, it never happened. You know, you had one artist with one album, and that would be it. Taylor Swift has got four albums. Wait, one, two, three, four. Yeah, four albums that I can count there, and that's just ridiculous. But anyway, there you go. I'm just wondering as well, who's buying Eminem's album? The Curtain Call, the Hits, really quite an old album. That's going down to 13 this week, and of course he's got another one in the chart as well, which is a little bit further down the line. Curtain Call 2, again, another old album by Eminem. So I'm just wondering whether himself is buying these albums. Anyway, let's look at the film charts. Okie dokie, so this was first produced on the 27th of September 2023. The film chart, a re-entry at 40, Bullet Train, a re-entry at 39, Plane, re-entry at 38, Downton Abbey, A New Era, re-entry at 37, Coraline, re-entry at 36, Indiana Jones, The Complete Adventures, 35, Black Adam, re-entry at 34, Jack Snyder's Justice League, at 33, Spider-Man, No Way Home, a re-entry at 32, Sing 2, at 31, Avatar, The Way of Water, at 30, Megan, at 29, Heathers, The Musical, 28, No Hard Feelings, 27, Sisu, 26, The Boogeyman, 25, Where the Crawdads Sing, 24, The Nun, a re-entry at 23, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of. At 22, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, new entry at 21, Blood and Black Lace. 20 is Jurassic World Dominion. 19, Asteroid City. 18, Transformers Rise of Beasts. New entry at 17, Strays. And at 16, Elemental. At 15, The Equalizer 2. At 14, A Man Called Otto. At 13, The Batman. At 12, the film called 65. At 11, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. At 10, Top Gun Maverick. At 9, John Wick Chapter 4. A new entry in at 8, The Exorcist. At 7, The Super Mario Brothers Movie. At 6, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. At 5, Fast X. At 4, Meg 2, The Trench. At 3, The Flash. At 2, Indiana Jones and The Dial of Destiny. And at number 1 is Barbie. So we can, like we do all the time, we talk about some of the films, and we go to the new entry, the second highest new entry in the charts this week is The Exorcist. It's not a new entry, it's a new entry into the chart, but it's actually the first version of the film. The first film was more, for me, about the historical part of things, the true nature of the film, and then it got to the exorcism part of it, and it was really good, a really good film. Some people found it funny for some reason. I can't really work out where the comedy is in that film. I think the whole film is brilliant. For its age, it's a very, very old film. But William Friedkin's directed the film. William Friedkin and William Peter Blatty wrote the film. The first film was all about. It starts in Mesopotamia. Well, it used to be called Mesopotamia. It started in northern Iraq, because northern Iraq used to be called Mesopotamia, if you didn't know your history. And it starts with like some kind of medieval dig. You know, like they found some kind of, archaeologists. Well, they were obviously from Iraq, they're not very rich, so there was just people just digging things with their hands. But they were digging for some. They must have found something, and then this little boy found an amulet, and that's where it all begins, because the amulet was of the demon Pazuzu, which in Mesopotamian times was the demon of the wind, the air. And just like anything else, if anything becomes belief, then it's really true. Even if it isn't true, it's a belief system. If anything, I'm not joking, it's psychology. I've read it, I've totally read it. If anything becomes belief in your head, it's true. And no matter what anyone says, you won't believe anybody because you believe it's true. You won't get it out of your head. It's very difficult. Just like the COVID thing, people believed it and that was it. Now they're screwed, don't they? So anyway, that's another thing. The film, it's really good, play, very good scenery, especially where the priest and the demon Pazuzu, there was a statue. Now, I'm not sure whether that statue, I mean, that's got to be a fake, an absolute fake. There's no way there's going to be a fucking huge big statue of the demon Pazuzu in northern Iraq, just sitting there doing nothing. So, but the actual play was, and the visual effects was really good, because they put both together, and then with the dogs fighting as well, they're fighting each other, the sound of that, and then obviously the sounds what they made themselves, really was a good start. And and so the story begins, then they find this in further on into the film. There's a family, a woman and a daughter, which obviously the one that got possessed. And then there was another priest getting involved, he was like a boxer. He did look like a boxer actually, and he was. He was just heavily into some kind of, obviously his religion, but he knew police officers and different things. And he was called by this family to go to them for some help with the daughter being possessed by whatever's being possessed by. Of course, they started the girl started with something that you should never play with, but I'm not going to mention it here because some stupid people listening. So I'm not going to mention that because that's a really scary one. But I've got a good audience, I enjoy an audience. So then the priest was called upon, and he said that he knew more about, he knew as much about possession than she did, which, perhaps that's true, So he enlisted the help of another priest which knew about exorcism, which could do the exorcism of this entity that went into the daughter. Now, this entity that went into the daughter, to that daughter of the woman, made that child completely different. Was saying, now this is the film, right? So this isn't what you'd expect if someone else was possessed. It wouldn't be like that at all. It'd be nothing like that. So it'd be just basically, I'd say that real possession would be someone who's having psychosis, psychotic, and medications could stop you from having them problems. So I don't actually think that would be exactly the same. I don't know. I haven't got a clue what I'm saying here because I don't know. But from what I can gather, it's basically psychosis. and that's what it basically is. So you may need evaluation. I think evaluation would be one thing, but if you go to, you know, if you end up at a mental health institution, they're completely westernized. They're completely westernized. They won't believe that someone is possessed. They'll look at the science part of it and they'll say you have got psychosis, but you might actually be possessed, because they don't understand it. They've not worked on that. They've not worked on it at all. So there you go. Later, further on the film, from the film, they try to, you know, that this priest that knows about exorcism, an older priest, comes and all sorts of strange things happen to the woman and to them when he starts throwing. So this again, this is the film thing, and when he throws water, blessed water on the girl, obviously creates that image that it really stings, and the entity doesn't like it, and that's film, right? Don't believe any of that. That is total film. That's just made the film, that's all. It makes it better, doesn't it? It makes it more kind of creepy. So a little bit further on, then he dies. The actual priest ends up dead, stone dead, frozen cold, like he's been in a freezer. That was obviously a dummy of the actor, wasn't real. So the other priest, the younger priest, that one that looks like a boxer, he tried to resuscitate the priest by smashing his hands, like literally smashing him. Like, you don't do that. You want to try and get someone alive. You don't bash the fucking guy's fucking heart. You're just gonna break his ribs. No, you don't do that. So that was wrong. That was completely wrong. But he said, it's really weird. This is what the weirdest part about it was he said, coming to me, and tried to get he held the girl that was possessed, and it did. It transferred from the girl to the bloke, and then his eyes started going funny. But because he was religious and everything, he couldn't deal with it and jumped out of the window, all the way down these stairs. Them stairs are actually true. They're still there. Them same stairs are still there with a plaque on it saying this was the exorcist, about the exorcist. So that was true. And the stairs were so steep and massive that they couldn't find the longest stairs. And obviously they were concrete, very sharp. And he got to the bottom and, well, there was blood everywhere. He was dying. He had no chance. And then another priest came from absolutely nowhere, held his hand and said some prayers to him. Before he passed away. And that was the end of the film. So obviously I've just given you bits and portions of the film. But yeah, The Exorcist was a very good film. Even the trailer was good, you know. And of course the second one was sort of discounted. People thought it was just a lot of rubbish. I don't know, I thought it was alright myself. It wasn't great, it wasn't like the first one. But I can see what people were saying. And then the third one come along. I thought the third one was brilliant. That was more special effects than anything else. The same guy as well, the boxer guy was in that film. So that was really important to keep the same face. So that was good. And of course, there's a new Exorcist coming out in the next few days. Next week, I think. So that one looks, again, really good. But the main guy is not in it. I think the girl is in it. And the woman, the mum of the girl that was possessed in the first one, is in this film, but you might not recognise her because she looks totally different now. But it's good to keep these same characters in a film. Very important. So yeah, this is The Exorcist looks really good, and I think that's why Exorcist has come into the chart. This week, because of the new Exorcist coming out. So there you go. Barbie film is number one, of course. I could watch that if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I've still not seen Megan yet. I really do want to see that film. And there you go. That's your films. That's your albums. Back to front there. There's your films, there's your albums, and there's your singles. And I hope you enjoyed this one. And I'll see you guys again next week, next Friday. So please share this podcast with everybody you know. And of course, music is an issue because I do not have a license to play any music. And so I am not going to get myself into any trouble. So you understand now. But this is different, isn't it? So that's a good thing, right? So hope you have a great weekend. Hope you have a great week. Hope you enjoyed this one. Stay safe out there. Take care. And I'll see you next week. Bye for now.